Fourth Annual Be the Change Leadership Conference. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The Be the Change Leadership Conference, now in its fourth year, stands as a compelling example of one leader's vision to transform a generation. Dr. Esmeralda Adami, founder of the Persistence in Adversity Foundation, is the driving force behind the initiative, known for her resilience, relentless spirit, and unique approach to community leadership. Recognizing a gap in leadership and life skills among young people, she established the conference to inspire positive change. "I saw the necessity in our younger generations," said Dr. Adami. "Too many were graduating without knowing how to lead, how to communicate, or how to empathize. I needed to be the change I wanted to see, not just in my circle, but in my community and the world." Since its inception, the conference's mission has remained focused: to plant seeds of leadership that grow into impactful individuals. This year, SkillSpark sessions were introduced as workshops that teach life skills, such as CPR, writing checks, tying ties, and business basics, offering practical knowledge often missing from classrooms. "We hope that these seeds grow into game changers," she explained. "We want to build professionals who turn around and plant more seeds in the generations that follow." Attendees, including students and community leaders, consistently report feeling more confident and motivated. "We are teaching them that the barriers they see are not walls, they're challenges that can be broken down with the right mindset, with grit, and with community behind you," Dr. Adami said. "As a nonprofit, funding is the greatest challenge. But the mission draws in support. The hardest part is always the budget," she said. "But once speakers understand our mission, they're all in. They know they're not just attending a conference, they're planting seeds that may one day grow into leaders who change the world." This year's theme, Empowerment and Resilience, was selected to reflect the strength needed in today's youth. "We can't just cheer them on. We need to hand them the map, show them the way, and give them the tools. Empowerment without resources is a disservice," she said. A conference highlight was the Legacy of Inspiration Award, given this year to Jose Francisco Ochoa, affectionately known as Don Poncho. "To me, legacy is an inheritance of wisdom," Dr. Adami reflected. "Mr. Ochoa has been that example, always ready, always giving, and always inspiring. Her leadership philosophy is deeply tied to the foundation's name, Persistence in Adversity. I believe in planting seeds of hope, encouragement, and ganas," she said. "Because one day, those same seeds can grow into a forest of changemakers." For young leaders who don't know where to start, Dr. Adami offers this advice: find a mentor, observe good leadership, volunteer, and commit to being incredibly awesome. Start where you are. You don't need to be perfect, you need ganas and a willingness to serve. If you can be the light for one person, you've already started changing the world. To be the change means to be the example, she added. It means breaking the cycle of, that's just how it is, and daring to build something better. It means investing in others because someone once, or maybe never, invested in you. Looking ahead, Dr. Adami sees exponential growth. "In 5 years, I see us impacting 10 times more people," she said. "The seeds we've planted are already growing. Now we need to keep watering them with empathy, leadership, and love." The foundation's work continues year-round. The hashtag #SpreadTheWarmthRGV Blanket Drive has collected over 8,000 blankets for families across the Rio Grande Valley. "There are no breaks when it comes to service," Dr. Adami affirmed. "There's too much to be done. We need more people willing to do it." As the foundation prepares for its sixth year, the call to action remains: join the movement, be the change, and help shape the next generation of leaders. As Dr. Adami often reminds those around her, "If you don't live to serve, you don't serve to lead."